Are there any others who are in opposition that like to testify?
Good afternoon. My name's Kathleen Billings-Bazares. I'm town manager for the town of Stonington, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. Nice to meet you. I didn't make it up earlier this past spring. I would have to say I did submit a letter, but just some brief comments because I know you want to go into your work session. I would have to say, as the bill is written, that I would be opposed to it. Part of the reasoning is, you know, the quick process that this come about, even though I do understand that, you know, it puts you in a hard position yourself, but I would hope that a lot of, you know, bills that, you know, offer a lot of transformation don't always go down this venue. You know, the lobster industry in our town is worth about $24 million, and, you know, if this is going to be the trend, you know, of the administration, then I have a lot of concerns and worries about that. Also, too, given, you know, there were some indications that I didn't know this bill was coming down, and the commissioner himself came down a couple weeks ago, and there was no mention of that. I also don't believe that all the zones knew that this was coming down also. And one of my best friends, Ginny Olson, is on the DMR's Governor Advisory Council. She didn't know anything about it when I called her last night. So I would have to say that I'm not quite sure if, you know, everybody that during this three-month process, you know, was approached on this.
You know, I think that I'm hearing a lot of opposition towards the process.
It is.
Okay, and I understand that. But if the legislation helps you, it helps the industry, you know, that's what we're looking at. I can understand the process and your concerns because I would be really upset too. But I'd like to, because we do have the amended version that Ms. how do you spell your last name?
McCarran,
there you go, submitted, and we're going to be going through that line by line. So, both bills, and so perhaps you can stay and give us some ideas on what you like and what you don't like, or do you think that this you need to take that back to your council to have them look at it too?
Well, that's the whole thing. Nobody's going to get that chance. And that's what I'm here to say.
Okay. We'll see.
And, you know, that, you know, it's going to depend on, you know, out of this whole situation. You know, do you want the governor running you, or are you going to run the governor?
Well, that's up to
you. And on some of these important industries, some people are going to have to make up their mind. And I think everybody ought to be able to have, you know, access to information, communications, and I don't think people should be sandbagged. But, you know, took the time off from work to come up here, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. But sandbagging is we didn't have a public hearing at all, which we are having.
I understand that, but it doesn't seem like you guys knew this was coming up either. Or maybe some didn't, others didn't.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, yes. You want to come back, hon? Miss, what's her name?
Billings,
would you like to come back up? I'm sorry, I didn't know how to say your name properly.
Pizarres,
okay. Yes, Representative.
Thank you. Thank you very much that I understand your concern with the process, that I myself am concerned with that issue, but I appreciate you taking the time and energy and writing the letter and drafting that for us. It's very appreciated.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Well, thank you for coming down. Appreciate it.
Anyone else got any questions?
Nope, I think we're all set, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, are there any others that are in opposition to this piece of legislation?